USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Democratic-controlled House Oversight Committee convening this morning, and just as the panel was moving to hold the Attorney General and Commerce Chief in contempt over failing to answer a subpoena for documents it was seeking, the president claims executive privilege.
This begs the question, what is being hidden?
That's the Democratic chairman of the panel, Elijah Cummings of Maryland. The subpoena was concerning documents related to a decision by the Trump administration to add a citizenship question to the 2020 census. The FAA says it's confirmed that the pilot who crashed a helicopter on top of a New York City skyscraper during a foggy rainstorm on Monday afternoon wasn't properly certified to fly in bad weather. Donald Trump Jr. meeting again with a Senate panel behind closed doors. And this is USA Radio News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text FORCE to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text FORCE to 321321. That's F-O-R-C-E to 321321.
There were some big dueling political events in the state of Iowa yesterday, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
President Trump and Joe Biden are campaigning in Iowa. During a speech, the president says, no one respects the former vice president.
Treat our country with no respect, and you see that with Biden. We would never be treated with respect because people don't respect him, even if the people that he's running against. They're saying, where is he? What happened?
Biden tells reporters the president is a threat to the country.
Talking about where I disagree with the issues, why he's doing such damage to the country. That's totally different than attacking his character, or lack thereof.
I'm Wendy King.
Meanwhile, President Trump's gotten a bump in his latest approval ratings, the findings from Quinnipiac University, putting Mr. Trump close to his two-year high at 42% approval. Among Democratic contenders, Biden leads with approval of 53%. And this is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
A comedian and political satirist goes before Congress with an urgent plea. Here's correspondent Wendy King.
Comedian Jon Stewart scolded Congress for failing to ensure that a victim's compensation fund set up after the 9/11 attacks never runs out of money.
It's not meant as an attack on the grand institution of democracy. It's meant as a dumbfounded shrug of, I can't understand why this has been so hard.
Stewart wasn't happy with empty seats at a hearing before the House Judiciary Committee. Louisiana Republican Mike Johnson predicted the bill will pass with overwhelming support.
A California cop who killed an innocent bystander during a shootout will not be facing charges. Meldia Corrado was working at a Trader Joe's in Silver Lake last year when a suspect led police on a wild high-speed chase and then bailed out of the vehicle and started shooting outside the store. The responding officer started shooting back. This week, the police commission determined the officers did not violate department policy, even though one of their bullets hit Corrado in the chest, taking her life. And the Stanley Cup Final Series comes down to one game tonight. The Boston Bruins hosting the St. Louis Blues tonight in Boston. The Bruins evening the best-of-seven series at 3 with a 5-1 win in Game 6 in St. Louis. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.